Serge, first question for you, the most important question. Have you found a Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles better than Rollsong?
No, no, sir. No, sir. Yeah, I mean, in Los Angeles, you have a lot of nice restaurant there in Los Angeles, of course. But Horson, this is a special spot for me. Even the owner, the way he treated me when I used to go there, after the games, so many memories. So yeah, to find, everything at the same time, everything together like that, no.
So I wanted to ask you, Serge, obviously you're back in Toronto. You're playing here for the first time since February 2020. What was it like today, just flying back and being back in Toronto for you?
First of all, I was shocked because we are in December and I got here. The weather is so nice. I was like, what? I asked my friend, we seen December? I was like, yeah. Like, so that's, I was surprised because I was ready for the cold, like I brought, the big jacket because I know this time of the year here is normally, cold. So I was surprised that, just as soon as we got here, when we land at the airport and I saw the picture for when we won the championship, it just brought me a lot of memories,
For sure. When you think
Yeah.
back about the time that you spent here in Toronto, I know you've talked a lot about it and how special that part of the career was for you. Are there things that you miss about Toronto? Do you get emotional just thinking about Toronto, maybe the fans, even teammates, or just the city?
Everything, man. Everything. All the experience. It was a great moment. No, so many good memories. I just missed everything. Everything. Where you played for 4 years, you won a championship. Is so. It's so many things. A lot of people don't understand. Just to win a championship, you do have to go. You have to go through a lot. So many ups and downs. So many good moment and tough moments, so many things in 4 years. They after you win, those all those moments become beautiful memories for you, so I just missed everything, man. And one thing, even the fans here, one thing I love, I miss about, fans here. I know they, in general fans in basketball, today they love you, tomorrow they hate you, or today you're good, to tomorrow you trash, But the fans here, they loved me, not only because what I was doing on the court, they loved me because all the things I was doing off the court, all the things I was doing off the court is who I am. Because basketball player, yes, I'm blessed to have the talent. One day I'm gonna done playing basketball. But the things I do off the court is who I am, So if you love me because of who I am, that's a true love, So yeah, I miss everything, man.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Toronto fans miss you a lot, both on the court and definitely off the court. Every time there's a new Raptors player, everybody says, "Oh man, I wish he was on How Hungry Are You with Serge. What is Serge going to cook for these new players?" So,
By
when
the
can,
way, for How New Hungry Are You, I have a new season coming soon, and then we have a special editions just for Canada. It's gonna be here, so they're gonna be able to see again, How Hungry Are You. I know they missed the show. Maybe this time is no, we're not really gonna have Raptor players, but it's gonna be special.
Yeah, no, I heard, Jordy was telling me that Sportsnet is going to be broadcasting
With Sportsnet, yeah,
the new
I'll be right for
season of
the
How
new
Hungry Are
season.
You? No
Yeah, it's gonna be
Raptors players,
Sportsnet.
you're not going to ask OG? You're not going to create more content with OG?
Yeah, I would love to. Me and OG, we talk a lot. The problem is, the COVID is not easier. The COVID. So hopefully, when things get better, OG, Freddie, all the guys, Chris Boucher, all the guys, those guys. Even in Norm, I know Norm left, but I would like to do things with them. But with the COVID, things kind of changed a little bit.
how often do you still keep in touch with some of your former teammates? You mentioned guys like Freddie, like Chris, like OG.
Yeah, actually, yesterday I spoke with Kai, Kelo. Yeah, I spoke with Kelo and talked with OG a lot. You know, and it's just always good, man. Always good.
Yeah, Kyle's doing really well in Miami right now.
Of course, it's Kyle Lowry, man. What are you expecting? It's Kyle Lowry.
So you were talking about on the court and off the court, and I wanted to ask you about OG on the court and off the court. I'm sure you've watched him play a little bit. He's obviously kept improving the last few seasons. What have you seen from just watching OG improve these last few years?
Man, he became better and better. You know, OG is a hard worker. He wanna get better so bad. He wanna do good things so bad. You know, and you can see, you know, and he have a lot of confidence in him. You know, that's the most important. You know, and you know, you can see, you know, everything he be putting, you know, all the hard work he be putting, and now it's starting to pay off. You know, and I'm sure he's gonna keep getting better and better.
Now off the court, I know there was a big controversy because of the scarves. Now, since you left the team, the Raptors have lost a real fashion icon. What have you seen from OG's fashion the last few years? Has he improved off the court?
I'm a little disappointing because I thought when I left, OG is going to take everything in control. You know, he's going to try to say, you know what, Serge is not here, so... you know, I'm going to hand everything back. I'm really disappointing. Maybe, you know, maybe I guess he just focused on basketball. Of course, he had to be, but yeah, off the court, I'm really disappointing. I feel like OG can do better. Come on, OG. You can do better, OG. If you heard this, you can do better, OG. Come on, OG.
I feel like Fred has gotten better, not just on the court, but off the court with the fashion as well.
Yeah, Fred's always, you know, oh, he got his line. You know, he knows one thing about Fred, he's always honest, you know, about himself, about his fashion game. So he always stays in his line. Oh, he's so consistent with what he does, you know. So he's not too high, he's not too low, you know, it's Freddie. You know, you're going to get from Freddie.
Now, obviously, during the championship run, Freddie played such a huge role, especially against Milwaukee. And you remember game 6 against Golden
Big
State
shots.
In the
Mr.
finals.
Big
right?
Shots.
Mr. Yes, Big sir. Shots. Now he's the leader of the team. You know, watching him from afar, what's it been like? Because you were his teammate when he was a bench player. Now he's the starting point guard. Now he's the leader of the Toronto Raptors.
Well, one thing about Freddie, he got great opportunity to play with good vets, you know, like Kelo, myself, you know. We have Mark, you know, Kawhi, you know. So he really learned it from that moment, you know. It's no surprise, you know. Even when we was together, you know, you could see, like, you know, this guy is mature enough to be a leader, you know. He's mature enough to be a leader. So yeah, it's no surprise.
So Fred was actually talking to the media today, telling a story about when you guys were down 2-0 to the Milwaukee Bucks in the conference finals. You gave a speech to the team because you had come back from down 2-0 before, and you gave a speech to the team. And Fred said, you know, Serge always has a point, but he'll ramble on and on, but he'll always make a very good point. What do you remember about giving that speech, and why did you feel like it was important to give a speech to the team?
Well, I remember that moment exactly. And the reason I gave that speech, because we was down too. And then I saw us as a team, you know, mentally, physically, we was down. You know, we was down. Like, you know, of course, being that position, I've been in that position before. As a vet on a team, I had to share my experiences with my teammates. You know, I had to tell them the stories. I had to, you know, let them know, you know, anything is possible. You know, I had to make sure they understand, hey, listen, you can be down too, but it's still a chance to come back and win the series. All you have to do is to win the first game, you know. So that's one reason.
Yeah, there's so many great moments during that championship. And before I let you go, I wanted to go through some of them and see what you remember. Obviously, people remember Kawhi's Game 7 shot, but I always tell people you hit one of the biggest shots in Game 7 too. I don't know if you remember, it was fourth quarter, and you hit a three right in front of the Raptors bench when the whole team was really struggling to score.
I remember. I remember. Yeah, I remember.
What do you remember about that play, and what do you remember about that game in general? Because there was so much pressure.
Yeah, that game actually was so much pressure. I remember we were so tired, man. We were so tired. I was like, man, you know, we was going back and forth. We had guys, we found trouble. I was like, you know what? I've been in this situation before many times. You know, at this point, you really have nothing to lose. Just go out there, be yourself, play your game, you know, and just play hard, you know. And I remember, you know, I was playing and, you know, telling myself like, keep pushing, man. Keep pushing for your teammate, man. Or it's now or it's never, you know. And then when after Kawhi hit that last shot, it was crazy.
Yeah, and obviously you guys go on to beat Milwaukee after your speech. We're going to give credit to your speech. You guys won the next four.
Credit to the guys, man, because you can give advice, you can give speech, but if the guys didn't already execute it or, you know, or listen or do it, it's not really, you know, it's not really a matter. Like speech is just something to say. You can say anybody can give a speech, but you know the most important is to go out there to do what we did. So I think what we did, you know, even the adjustment coach did too. You have to give everybody credit. You know, not only the speech or the players, but you have to give the coaches play their credit because you know the adjustment, everything we did, the adjustment. You know, that's a big part too of the game. You know, it's easy, you know, for the player to go out there to play or to make a shot, but you have to have a good coach staff, you know, to understand the moment, to know how hard it is. Now, okay, we need to change things. You know, that's important too.
Yeah, that's why you're a better teammate than me, Serge. I was trying to give you all the credit. So you guys obviously are in the finals. So you go to Oakland, game six. And I still remember, and I know you remember this too, the last like 5 seconds of the game took like 10 minutes when you guys were just about to win the championship. Like it just took so long because there were fouls, and then Kawhi was shooting free throws. And I remember you just kneeling down on the court at center court when Kawhi was shooting the free throws. And it seemed like either you were praying or you were just having a moment. What do you remember about those final seconds before the championship?
Man, I remember like I was watching the clock and I was like, when time's gonna be over now, like I can't wait. Like I was like asking myself, I'm about to be a champion, like for real. Like, you know, it was one of these moments you're never gonna forget, you know. And then you know, I just you know start thinking, you know, my past, where I come from, you know, I'll end up coming, you know, even to be an NBA. Now I'm about to be NBA champion, like, you know, NBA champion for real. You know, I used to dream about it. I used to watch all the teams on TV, you know, and all the, you know, all the things start coming in my mind, thinking about, you know, if it's real, like I'm about to be NBA champion, you know, so. Yeah, it was an amazing moment.
Yeah, and I think it was amazing for you personally too, Serge, seeing you get to celebrate with your daughter at the championship and also at the
Yeah.
parade. Do you have any favorite memories from the parade?
Favorite memory from the parade, just being on the you know on the bus with my dad and my daughter, my family. I think that was my favorite moment because I know she would never gonna forget that.
You didn't drink as much as Mark did, right, that day?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I think why? What? Okay, why I didn't drink so much? You know why I didn't drink so much? Because I think because I have my daughter with me.
So you
You know what I
needed to be
mean?
responsible.
Because why I didn't drink too much, you know? Because for real, I didn't, you know why? I don't know. Maybe because I didn't, you know, because we didn't eat. I didn't have breakfast or lunch before the parade. And then you remember it was so long. Like we spent like, I don't know, 4 hours, something like that. You know, and I was starting to have a headache a little bit too. I think, you know, I don't remember exactly why I didn't drink. I wish I had though, like Mark.
That's amazing. Well, before I let you go, one last question for you, Serge. A lot of Raptors fans are going to be listening to this interview. What do you want to say to them?
I just want them to know I miss them too. I know they miss me and I miss them too. You know, I just want to know I miss them too. And, you know, they're gonna be my favorite for the rest of my life. And I miss them too. And yeah, miss them.